I think at that moment something you realize that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. Because Prabhupada is like a lion as used to be. He is in good health. Though he looked like almost a body, he has nothing there except some skeleton and then some sheet of skin there. Stretch my leg. I was scared because he did it before, massage his body. I called Upendra. Upendra, please come here. Stretch for Prabhupada. I'm scared. Anything I do mistake or it hurts him, then I assisted him. Sit down. Chant Hare Krishna. As long as they are chanting. Till I'm exhausted. And then others, the GVCs, asking, can you do this for me?
Did Prabhupada speak to you in Bengali when he said that, or in English?
At that time, as far as I remember, I can't remember. Most of the time, Prabhupada used to speak to me in Bengali. Even in Manar, that GBCs are sitting, Mukunda, Sham Sundar, all others, I was feeling very embarrassed. From very place, I went to Manar. Prabhupada said, call him Subhav. I was sitting, and sometime I'll be giving people prasad or arrange for many important guests will come. Like George Harrison, some big reporters, Lord Brockway, from France, many of the reporters will come in their city. But BBC, some big guys, that poet, what is that?
Allen Ginsberg.
Allen Ginsberg, Prabhupada says, give him a good prasad, very big plate and a lot of joke and talking with George Harrison. I should have taped that, all those things. And sometimes, nobody is there, I'm alone sitting. Or with Sham Sundar others, one day, long time Prabhupada was talking, I don't remember. And I was feeling embarrassed, so I tried to speak then reply in English so that at least Mukunda and Sham Sundar, they could understand what is going on. But during, when it is said, I can't remember what he spoke, but I think he spoke in English, because sometimes in India, educated people, when they get angry, they speak in English. Father to the son, or other things. Elder people speak, or others. So Prabhupada, I think he asked me, Shiva, you want to sit here? Chant Hare Krishna. So I was sitting by his feet, near Prabhupada's feet. And Guru Kripa was sitting there. At a distance, Tamal was there. He won't let anybody in. Anybody going inside through the gate, I don't see, he'll say, hey, stop. Except few GBC and others there, nobody can easily come inside. And later on, other days when I come, I'll come through the kitchen door and through the back side and hey, just go near Prabhupada and he can't tell me anything. I'm chanting. 10 minutes. You want to say something? Somebody. Add something. It's all new generation, eh? Yeah? Bhaktichari Maharaj was there. He was cooking, serving Prabhupada medicine, this, that. I also did something. Taking Prabhupada's, it was a difficult Prabhupada suffering from something, I think. He couldn't pass urine. So whatever it came, I had to go for testing, all this. In a test tube or something, I took medicine to the hospital to check it out. Passage was, I think blocked or clogged up. Very difficult. That is why he was brought back from England. He was in England? I think he's from England, but said, take me back to Vrindavan. I didn't know that. I saw him pretty fit when he was in Mayapur. And I was told that Prabhupada wants to go. He was coughing all the time. I had to make medicine for him. Prabhupada instructed me, I brought something. And Prabhupada is a good Ayurvedic doctor, and he told me what to do and brought for him. And then later on, we asked some questions. Bhaktichari was also, Maharaj was there. then he just joined some time back. He's not a, he's just a brahmachari. And he was asking questions, I was there, taking care of Prabhupada in his room, in Mayapur, darshan room. Or maybe the room behind, darshan room, I think, yeah. And Tamal Wandi told me, Shuvak, you serve Prabhupada many times and cooked, I want, you become Prabhupada's servant, Prabhupada's for his recovery of his health, he's coughing so much, you saw? I said, yes. Now, I think Prabhupada wants to go to Kashmir. So I think Prabhupada has two servants, two persons are there. At the time, Bhakti Maharaj is not his, this name, he has got his, some new name. He and another, now he's got sannyas, is I think Navajogendra Swami. I don't know what his name was before. Then he used to cook, I think, make chavra. I think the Tamal Krishna wanted me to go, but I thought, I am with Prabhupada and serving him. Maybe they will be upset if they know one of them is asked not to go. Maybe Navajogendra. So he has already, he came to know, he was very annoyed. And so I thought rather, maybe I was staying away from Tamal. But one day Tamal told me, I think you might have to go, because you serve Prabhupada, you know what to do. I stayed. And I really thought I did a mistake later on. I saw Prabhupada, instead of going to Kashmir, he went to, actually, Haridwar. He went. Bhakti Sharma was there. At that time, he's a brahmachari. And I think Navajogendra ultimately went. He said, no, everybody wants to serve Prabhupada. They don't want to, you know, stay away. This is an opportunity to serve Prabhupada. I think he was. And later I thought what I did is, I would have been with Prabhupada very nice. To the last, I could have been with him. It's a long time, I think. After that he went to, I think, Bombay, to the west, then came back to Vrindavan. I remember Prabhupada used to go for morning walk. Sometime you were there, yes? Mm-hmm. From Berry Place or from Manor also. Many things happened. I remember one day how we can ever think of Prabhupada will go from London to different parks. Sometime he'll go to Green Park. Huh? And sometimes he would go to Regent Park. I went both places because I think they used to select people who will go. But I remember the Prabhupada servant said, sure, you can come any day and every day. Shamsundar also didn't object to it. So I remember in Green Park going, how Prabhupada was walking from one place, after a long walk, he comes exactly, he knows how to come back exactly the way where the car is standing. A surprise, he saw some young boys and others, they sometimes sleep in the Green Park and they're sleeping back all night. He commented something, I forgot what he said. And Green Park also, one day, the desire was that, he said, I like this place, if you build our temple here. Then devotee said, Baba, this is the most, one of the most expensive area and posh area. And all this area, land, belonged to the queen. Is it so? As far as I remember. And all around the places are like a palatial building. Maybe all some belongs to some lords and other. But we always see that Prabhupada likes the always the best, topmost and places. Then later on he heard, we couldn't get it. And actually, later on, the Muslims, they took it and they built, I think, one mosque there. They want to build it bigger than, even taller than this St. Paul's Cathedral. They say they won't allow them to. Still now they have that. Exactly, I heard that spot. It's a beautiful place. That behind Baker Street. And I was there with Prabhupada going in a van and Yogeshwar was driving. And Prabhupada was in the front. I was just behind Prabhupada, I was standing, and Shyam Sundar and few other devotees were with Prabhupada and going. And Prabhupada's walking, there is snow. And suddenly Prabhupada stopped. He said, "Watch! Any moment any of you can slip. The difference between you and me is this. I don't sleep," he said. "Because I am in a different platform than what you are, where you are placed." And like that, he said. And I think he used the word, there is one word called Krishna sketch, Achyuta and Chuta. But I won't tell more than that. But I am sure they will tell. More other things also. I was asking for some question. He was answering about Ramakrishna, Aurobindo. Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, Aurobindo. So only this much Prabhupada told me one day in the park. Shubhag, they are famous people in India, I know. But you see what Aurobindo did? Aurobindo is taking the help of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is God, mentioned everything, but after that what do? They are worshipping Aurobindo and that French lady. What is this? So what do you think? Prabhupada liked that word too. They are not preaching about Krishna, but he is taking the help of Krishna. He is using Bhagavad Gita, all of them, Vivekananda also. I think Regent Park he told that, I don't know, or Bradford Street, near London British Museum, there is another park. It is called Bradford Square. Yes?
Small park.
Very small park. One is in the near by the Senate House, one is at the back side. Back side one is smaller. That one, I don't know how I entered. I was on the side, was walking one day, Prabhupada. Another one, Prabhupada also went. That is towards India House, where they all graze in, all these things there. Inside there is a park. There also we went. Prabhupada used to go to different park. These few parks I remember. Green Park went with behind Baker Street. What is that park? That is famous. These two parks. What do you mean? Regent Park. Regent Park, Green Park, Bradford Square, near London University, backside, and near Hoban, there is one park. This few I remember. More than that, I remember. And from Manor, Prabhupada used to go to the fields, and there is a famous front page of Back to God, here is there, Prabhupada with the stick showing. Battlefield, Kurukshetra, something like that, heading, and he instructing something. And one day, going to a place where the big reservoir, they supply water, drinking water from there. And Prabhupada, Shakshi Gopal asked Prabhupada something, and Prabhupada said, "All getting dry," Prabhupada said, "one day, for 100 years, there won't be any rain. And everything will dry up, and the scientists won't be able to, don't know what to give to the people to eat. This, the, everything will dry up, burnt up. Then after that, there will be 100 years will be rain, everything will be devastated." And seems, we may read all these things in the book, I know. When Prabhupada is saying, it seems like exactly this will happen, as if Prabhupada is seeing. And you have to accept it. The very Prabhupada's voice is such, and you just have to accept it. Shakshi Gopal, I'm saying. You remember Shakshi Gopal?
Mm-hmm.
With the glasses?
Mm-hmm.
Someone, there is a girl, Astashakhi, will be asking some question, I forget, some funny question. Prabhupada will be saying. She's there, Astashakhi still?
I think so,
yeah. 2 minutes after 6. You have to say something. I thought I will be speaking on some particular subject. I won't tell now. To see, I decided I didn't exactly write, otherwise be good. But they asked me, "You read simply Prabhupada Lilamrita and say something." That's what I'm saying. Forgive me if it's boring. I'll be a scholar, but actually, Prabhupada told me, among all your work, this work you do more, this reading, writing and preaching. Mm. bed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Talking about Prabhupada, sometimes you talk exactly what is happening, you feel like as if you are with Prabhupada. Very nice, you know. I felt sometimes. So he'll come from the airport and started talking subjects he likes one day in very place. It was 1 o'clock, we have to remind Prabhupada, then stopped. He was talking about Charlie Chaplin. And everybody was laughing, he's telling some stories about Charlie Chaplin. Were you there?
No.
Shyam Sundar was there. This much I remember, I think. Devotinandan was there. Some of the old devotees were there, some of the guards were there. They're all sitting, it's like a small family. I remember. Very close, just like a small family, the boys and girls, like brother, sister, like. And Prabhupada's coming. It's very sweet. So we'll finish it here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your initiation first. The second, the same chapter, planting the seed. September 8 was Janmashtami, the appearance day of Lord Krishna. 1 year before, Bhaktivedanta Swami had observed Krishna's birthday at sea aboard the Jaladuta just out of Colombo. Now exactly 1 year later, he had a small crew of Hare Krishna chanters. He would gather them all together, have them observe a day of chanting, reading scripture, fasting and feasting, and the next day would be initiation. At 6 o'clock, Swamiji came down. Thank you. At 6 o'clock, Swamiji came down and was about to give his morning class as usual, when one of the boys asked if he would read from his own manuscript. Usually, Prabhupada used to read from Radha Krishna's famous Bhagavad Gita's commentary, which has given influence of Mayabad philosophy. But being asked, Prabhupada was shy, and then he read, asked to bring his manuscript from upstairs and to read. For observing Janmashtami, there were special rules. There should be no eating. The day was to be spent chanting, reading, discussing Krishna consciousness. If anyone became too weak, he said, there was fruit in the kitchen. But better that was fast. They fast until the feast at midnight. Just like the devotees in India, he said that in India millions of people, Hindus, Muslims or whatever, observe the birthdays of Lord Krishna. In every temple there are festivities and celebrations of the pastimes of Krishna. And now he said at length, I will tell you what is meant by initiation. As far as this Janmashtami and all this festival, usually Prabhupada used to give initiation on some special day, either Janmashtami, Radhashtami, Ramnavami, like that. Any special occasions. We still remember. Prabhupada will ask us before taking initiation, if it's not that day, everybody has to fast, isn't it?
The day of initiation.
You didn't have to fast?
Yes, there is fast.
Yes. I still remember, I fasted.
Really? I don't remember.
You didn't fast?
Not the whole day.
Not all day?
Yeah.
Until you have the initiation?
Yes.
Ceremony. Till then you'll fast.
Yeah.
But if you feel weak, you can take fruit. I don't know.
But this is for Janmashtami.
This is for Janmashtami. Janmashtami means till midnight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Usually some special occasion, always there will be some ceremony like that.
You said you can take fruit on Janmashtami if you feel weak.
Yes, Prabhupada sometimes relax some of the restrictions. I remember there are many appearance day, disappearance day. They say at least some of the top well-known one, like Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, is still usually evening when the moon is up. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I remember. That is as far as I remember. Then some of the others, but I don't think all Lord Nityananda's or Lord Ramchandra's. At least Nishinghadev and few others. Later on I find some say, even Nishinghadev's appearance, doesn't matter, we can take some grains. I don't like to mention. It has been found that when a great saintly person comes, when he, after his physical disappearance, they start to make the restriction, they lift many restrictions, make it easier rather. I've seen just one or two, they just strictly follow. There is two sometimes, I've seen our leader says, as Prabhupada says, if it is some for some person very difficult, ask him, all right, take some fruit, as Prabhupada says. If it's possible, even sometimes even kids can fast till the whole day, maybe till midnight, I've seen. It's just a matter of practice. But the system is there. Actually, according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, little kids, maybe 10 years, 12 years, till all these rules of action may not apply to them or is strictly applicable. Or when one becomes very old, say 80 or something. Otherwise, tapasav, tapodibbam, for advancement in spiritual life, it is necessary to do little tapasav. Anyway, this is the beginning of the learning of this. So I'm just reading that. If anyone may to and now he said at length, I will tell you what is meant by initiation. Initiation means that the spiritual master accepts the student and agrees to take charge. And the student accepts the spiritual master and agrees to worship him as God. He paused. No one spoke. Any question? As there were none, he got up and walked out. Actually, devotee should know when somebody take initiation by another person, define other person's purpose. That means spiritual master take the responsibility to take him back to Godhead. And the disciple, whatever he says, should accept it and carry out, whether he can or not. Different times he says different things. There is already a book on spiritual master and disciple. All Prabhupada's answer to different questions on this, the whole book, compiled by one is by Birbahu Prabhu. Birbahu, he compiled all references, Prabhupada, whatever he said, for disciple guru. If you read that, you can again. I think it is very important. Nowadays they take it very cheaply. I'm very sorry to say that. One place Prabhupada said in Chaitanya Chaitamuta, one should listen, one should work under somebody for a long time. He's just like his leader, his guide. So only if he feels that he can guide me back to God, then he can take initiation. This one place he said, I still remember. One of his books, maybe teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And if he says Shiksha Guru, then gradually become Diksha Guru. But it's up to the disciple to decide. And spiritual only thinks, yes? It's just an agreement.
about when someone has a initiating guru and a shiksha guru also?
It is said that shiksha guru could be many, and I can learn from many persons many things, but I have to select one from them, and he is shiksha guru, and take initiation. Shiksha guru means one who gives me mantra. Mantra guru and shiksha guru is not different. Shiksha guru means from whom I listen and I feel enlightened. That is shiksha guru. It's something to do with the heart, what I feel. It should not be enforced or this, that. They don't work. Ultimately, later on there will be problem, which many devotees experience, I am sorry to say. This is very serious and it is also a personal thing. You think yourself, ask yourself, who inspired you, who enlightened you, whom you can put, you can trust. Yes, this here is a person, I respect him and I feel that he can take me back to God.
For that is better to be already advanced devotee than to, because
that is why it is said, unfortunately, I don't like to go detail. Unfortunately, in this detail many things I can tell from what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. But I don't like to go into much negative thing. Leaders may not like it. You have got already many experiences and history repeats. If say the positive side, Prabhupada said, you are taking vow in front of fire, in front of Narayan, we should take it very seriously. And should know, I must not break this vow. And also one should not make anybody cheap his disciple, cheaply. Anybody comes and I give this, then it will be, result will be disastrous later on. It is not the dress makes one brahmachari. It's not the dress makes one sannyasi. It's not the dress makes one bhakta. The symptoms are there. Everything has got internal and external symptoms. You want to ask a question. I won't go very far, but in short I'll tell. Please tell. Ask this question.
Yes. In India, before there was no initiations. It was Prabhupada who started first Harinam and then Brahmana. I heard something like that. Before it was only one initiation with Brahman thread and Gayatri Mantra.
What I know is Gauriya Math Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to give importance on Brahmin initiation more, and it's considered that is real initiation. And Harinam, he didn't give that much importance. We heard that Prabhupada gave more importance on Harinam. He said, simply by Harinam, you can get anything and everything, up to love of Godhead. But in order to make somebody eligible officially, seeing him is very serious, whatever devotion is doing, to make him eligible, so that anybody and everybody shouldn't be touching the deity, worshipping, cooking. So that has to be a Brahmin. So Brahmin means one of the first important symptoms of Brahmin is he is inside and outside pure. So it will spoil everything, deity worship. If anybody not eligible is asked to, allowed to worship the deity, touch and, you know, bathe, may cook. So he not to maintain the sanctity. So he introduced this thing. He found somebody serious, temple president said, he's very clean, he's truthful, and all the Brahminical quality has there. Alright. If he may not be philosophically or very pandit, well versed in scripture, then in that case he can go towards Brahmin. I've been giving lecture, gradually one day he can become very pure and self controlled. Then he can become sannyasi gradually. Towards that dress. Very old brahmachari means more or less like a sannyasi. Yeah. And other parts of India, there are a lot of difference there, you know, in detail. But in general, that is the case, Vaishnavas. Something common, if this thing is common. As far as Bhagavat, there is Bhagavat Pantha and one is Naradiya Pancharatra. We have both together in our institution. Naradiya Pancharatra means rules and regulations full of. Previously, in the saintly person long ago, saying simply somebody will come and he'll check him whether he's, what sort of character he has. He's truthful, he's humble. If he asks for initiation, the Guru will give him. Still, usually the great sages, saintly persons like that. To mention, Prabhupada used to mention one story of Gautam Rishi. One kid, I think I already said, one boy came and asked for initiation from Prabhupada. I want to become your disciple. Then he said, asked as in India about his identity. And he said, that means who is your father, this, that. Then he went to his mother and his mother said that I worked, she was a maid servant in many people's houses. So I came in contact with many people and associated with them. So this way, by intimate association, I got you. So this boy is not, he's grown up enough to understand what it means. But still, he told exactly what his mother said to the sage. And Gautam Rishi seeing him, what he said exactly, it is called anritam, one who says exactly as it is. That means, doesn't tell lie or tell some part and some part omit, doesn't say. He said, you are a Brahmin, I say, so I will initiate you. So this is the quality. When Prabhupada asked one of the that in America he would have to subsist on boiled potato, otherwise there would be nothing but meat. But here he was happily eating the same rice, dal, chapati, and cooking on the same three-stacked cooker as in India. Work on Srimad Bhagavatam had also gone on regularly since. He had moved to the second bedroom apartment, and now Krishna was bringing these sincere young men who were cooking, typing, hearing him regularly, chanting Hare Krishna and asking for more. I remember Shambhu was there when Prabhupada was going to Moscow. Must be 71, I think. 71. We heard who is going, I remember. Shamsundar went and later Mandakini told me what experience she had. Prabhupada wanted her to go there. There's a boy. Later on, giving the name, he came and saw me though here. Maswali Mandakini told him. His name is Ananta Shanti. And I want to Shanti to recognize Maswali Mandakini told him. This Ananta Shanti, one day, Prabhupada said in Moscow, yeah, very difficult, yeah, to get fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. So Shamsundar was looking everywhere, hardly could get. And the Indian High Commission, one boy used to work, as far as I remember, I'm telling you. He knew one another Russian, maybe like a friend to him. So the Indian boy, Shamsundar, talked to him and they came in Prabhupada's, came to see Prabhupada, attend Prabhupada's lecture. And the pretext of giving lecture on Indology, Indology department head Kotovsky invited Prabhupada at Moscow University. And this way Prabhupada can enter, otherwise it's very difficult to preach in Krishna consciousness. In this connection, I remember one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this time is the mango season in India. And you said mango is the king of all fruits. And everybody loves mango. So instead of going to India, you're going to preach in Russia. That's one he said. Prabhupada said, you don't know what is mango. Mango is the sweetest of all, king of all fruits. You don't know something that is far more sweeter than tasting mango, if you know. You can relish preaching Krishna consciousness. And saying that Prabhupada left for, actually, Moscow. He said, I'm going to India. I'm going to Moscow now. And the story I'm telling that there, a It's very difficult in those days. I was told by Mother Ganesha, every third man appears to be like that, as if the agent of KGB. And it's everybody scared. And some or other, Prabhupada, how many he had in the audience, I don't remember now, they told me. But that boy, Prabhupada, later on, Prabhupada preached to him, and Prabhupada doesn't know whether he can make a single degree. Prabhupada tried his best. Detail, I don't remember, little I remember. And Prabhupada, very basic thing, he taught him to chant Hare Krishna. And especially how to cook. And what the devotees offered to Krishna. And he showed him how to do everything in it. Just in one lecture and after that. And this way you can see how this Ananta Shanti is just like a, making one devotee means, he just, Prabhupada said, sowed one seed, and from there you can see, just like from a small seed of a banyan tree, a huge banyan tree gradually comes, and from there innumerable seeds come. How in Russia came out huge number of devotees later on, that from one Ananta Shanti, and then other devotees went. Prabhupada wanted that Mandakini marries that boy, Ananta Shanti. I think they are married,
yeah?
As far as Mandakini, I think later on Mandakini left. She said, "Shuk, I was so scared. I am in the hotel, and I feel even in my room, wherever I go, somebody is watching me. And I was paranoid, actually. Every step I go, then one day I have to leave Russia. Wherever I go." But Prabhupada said, in Krishna consciousness, more and more risk you take, you get more and more mercy of Krishna. There is no doubt about it. Once Prabhupada says somebody, anybody goes at the risk of life in Muslim countries or Arab countries. Something was said, I'll take the dust.
Yeah. I'll take the dust from their feet.
I'll take the dust from their feet. Can you think of? And I know what happened. Those who preach in Arab countries, some of them told me. Tiruvannatha quite a few times came to me and told, "So much, can you sometimes come to Arab countries, preach, you go to Bangladesh and preach?" I heard sometimes devotees, this country, they take it like adventure though. They know anything could happen anytime. Once one boy was taken, he's there in plain dress. In Muslim countries sometimes you have to do like that. Nowadays many countries are doing. And he used to distribute book. Once one guy was caught, he said, "What you are distributing here?" As I remember. And they took him and handed over him to some, I think, military men. And they took him in a, what is called bunker, in underground, you know. And putting some flashlight on his face, very powerful, interrogating, whole one day. He didn't eat anything. Later on he said that, "You want to convert these people? What is all these books, religious books? You want to convert them to other, you know, faith? Okay, we'll do you something, we will also convert you. Like that. What the Muslims are, we will do what is called sunnat." Cut his sex organ, something, some skin, They cut it. Then he was terrified, that boy. Later on, they let him go. So, this sort of, not only one, but two, three other incidents, now I can't remember, this one I remember. But still devotees again went there and planned this and distributing work. Why? Because of Prabhupada said that we have to go everywhere. And different persons, different types, and we have got opportunity for everybody. It is not everybody has to become a manager. Once Prabhupada said, "I find most of them want to become manager." Isn't it? Prabhupada once says, "I know." He said, "All of you, I find, only want to become manager. We have come here to become Krishna conscious. It doesn't have to be that everybody has to be a sannyasi, manager, and this and that." The Guru knows what his talent is. And so Prabhupada said, "I am most pleased only when I see what I said you do there. Ultimately, you become Krishna conscious, he pleases me most." But there is opportunity for everybody. There are many things there, he said, about Russia and the time. That things I exactly don't remember, I don't tell now. In this connection, another thing reminds me. Actually, since Prabhupada was gone, Prabhupada tried to keep everything as it is. What he gave and asked, don't add, don't subtract, then you will be all right. Once I don't mention all this person and country. So once one place went, Prabhupada going to open some center, some devotees are sent there, and Prabhupada found when he's going to take the shot, Prabhupada told them already, you cook these things are available. Instead, they brought something else to Prabhupada. These are all vegetarian, but made in that country style, bread, this, that. Then Prabhupada said, you offered to Riji today? I think, prasad, offering? Yes, what did you cook? I said, rice, dal, sabji, sabji. So he said, you have brought this for me? Yeah. So Prabhupada said, you offered this to Krishna? No, we do the offers. Okay. Oh, I see. Prabhupada said, can I have those? Actually, Prabhupada wanted that all of us should be taking exactly what Krishna takes, because it is for the purpose that what Krishna pleases, what pleases Krishna, we should be taking that. But later on, sometime Prabhupada knew that we will change many things. I am not criticizing. I am telling some truth. Sometimes it could be a little unpleasant. I am just telling exactly what Prabhupada said, as far as I remember. As the days are passing, we find sometimes could be quite a lot of difference. In one place what he said, in other places we just started using all those things. He didn't do that. He sometimes, depending on time, circumstance and place, considering that, he may sometimes give different, he'll ask, do this, do that, like that. In many cases, like that, we find. Prabhupada says, best thing is, don't add, don't subtract. Then you will be safe in Krishna consciousness. This is understanding. This rice, dal, chapati, I remember, I was asking on this thing, Prabhupada, some places, difficult to get. But Prabhupada said, that case is divine. Krishna will give you intelligence what to do. When things are available, we should stick to it. Then Prabhupada says, please, can I have those? Bring those, what you cooked. Rice, dal, chapati, I'll be eating. I have mentioned the country. I one day asked her, I went there and I said, I find nothing of that sort. No rice, no chapati, dal, sabji, nothing. Completely that country's thing. I heard from our leaders also, they gradually they did the thing in the country like that. And Prabhupada didn't say that. Nothing. And some devotees are so nice, Prabhupada taught many of them, just as he said that. Cooking chapati, dal, all these things, is so nice. I remind me one incident. I was not there, but we read it in some book there maybe. Prabhupada was going in a train, and one day Prabhupada said, people are attached to something. Prabhupada said, I'd like to eat some rice today. It's a running train, and Prabhupada's disciples were there. It was most probably in India somewhere.
Yes?
Acha. Then one Mataji was there. Prabhupada was one of his old disciples. So Prabhupada asked, and she tried. She went to the canteen and asked in charge, look, I want to cook some rice for. He said, no, no, you can't. Whatever you have, you can take it. And she won't take. Then he went to the in-charge. The in-charge also telling, this is strict rules and regulations are there. And she roughly, or I remember in detail there sometimes, she said, look, if you don't allow me to cook, it is the duty of a disciple to please the spiritual master. So if you cannot, even if it is said that one should die to carry out the order of spiritual master, so if you don't allow me, I will jump from the train. They got so scared. They got so scared. And the in-charge said, allow her. And she cooked and took it to Prabhupada. Sorry, how did you bring all these things? It's difficult to understand. And Prabhupada is so pleased. And you can see now, she has become famous. Simply pleasing Guru Bhakti, how you can become successful, you can see. She has become world famous, writing books on vegetable, you know, cooking, vegetarian, you know, cooking. As the book became famous, yeah, she is called from different places. Recently she was called in some, I heard, Europe, in one country, to demonstrate cooking. And she's become very famous, yes. I know, so Prabhupada liked many of them. His disciples, men, boys also girls, he says, as Krishna is equal, also devotees are also equal. They see the spirit so Prabhupada, even breaking tradition, he gave Brahmin thread to Brahmin initiation to girls. Usual system is when the girl is get married, every girl should marry. And then if Brahmin, her husband is Brahmin, then she automatically becomes Brahmin. Still, considering time, circumstance, process, Prabhupada even in the West started giving girls even Brahmin initiation, though not married sometimes, appreciating their service. He said, and they are also as good as boys. Prabhupada was still was a solitary preacher, free to stay and go, writing his books in his own intimate relationship with Krishna, quite independent of the boys in the storefront. But now he had taken the International Society for Krishna Consciousness as a spiritual child, the inquiring young men, some of whom had already been chanting steadily for over a month, were like stumbling spiritual infants, and he felt responsible for guiding them. They were beginning to consider him their spiritual master, trusting him to lead them into spiritual life, although they were unable to immediately follow the multifarious rules of Brahmins, Vaishnavas in India followed. He was hopeful. According to Rupa Goswami, the most important principle was that one should somehow or other become Krishna conscious. There is a famous verse, this Jena tena prakarena manak Krishna nivesaya. I know whether I am in Krishna conscious or not, whether I can keep my mind in Krishna. My mind is dwelling in Krishna, whether I am doing service, writing, cooking. You have to think of Krishna. So it's not that somebody is a pujari, he has the wrong idea in Krishna consciousness, some previous conception. He's a neophyte, he is only doing. In this connection, there is a tape lecture here. Prabhupada says, somebody, those are absorbed in serving the deity, maybe dressing, making garland, or decorating Krishna, paints here. Prabhupada said, maybe this service is given by his guru. It could happen that if he's so absorbed and nicely doing that when he leaves his body, he can do exactly the same service in Krishna Loka to Krishna. He could be so fortunate doing the same thing. So it's not like that. That externally, in all, according to scriptures, we know if somebody is a preacher, he is very advanced, and somebody is doing in the kitchen, this guy is good for nothing. Shudra. No. Guru asked him, in this kind, again another story I remember. one spoke at all. One most next to him, most important and renowned throughout the world. Prabhupada, very near, close, disciple. Because Guru can sometimes chastise his disciple and says, you are doing very good service, you are a leader and doing so much responsible, taking so much responsibility. But don't think your other God brother is going to do very insignificant service. Apparently, look like maybe simple pujari. But sometimes they could be much closer to Krishna in a sense. They are more free from lust and greed. Then you could do so much service but may not be. This one is very, this is famous, this story. There are many devotees know this story. This one. But I'm just told you in short. In other words, Chetu Darpana Marjanam. Prabhupada in his prayer also said, and in Sentinel we are seeing, we are listening one life member, he is a lawyer, he is telling, and Prabhupada wanted to give English, he said, in short is this, in general you know listening. I'm telling you, he came to me to learn about Krishna consciousness. Tato rajastamo bhava kamalo bhatavaschari. You are chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, associating with devotees. You should ask yourself, have I become free from as previously as I was so much lusty and greedy? Am I becoming free from this? Becoming less and less lusty and greedy? That means you are coming to mode of goodness. We have to, all of us, to think, am I in a mode of goodness? Actually, spiritual world means the atmosphere of uncontaminated goodness, unmixed goodness, Vishuddha Sattva. Because Lord is situated in that plane and we have to come to that plane. That is real Vaishnava. There where Lord lives. When Prabhupada was asked by the reporter in the early days in America, what do you want to make these young boys and girls? Prabhupada first said, I want to make them Brahmin. He said, people should chant Hare Krishna and render devotional service. They should engage whatever they had in the service of Krishna. And Prabhupada was exercising this basic principle of Krishna consciousness to the farthest limit the history of Vaishnavism had ever seen. Although he was engaging the boys in cooking and typing, Prabhupada was not doing any less himself. Once he asked one of his oldest disciples, when the first girl came, and he said, no, not one girl, a few girls were there. And he said, so, you can paint? Yes. So you can paint? We require many paintings for our books of Krishna. So Krishna's pastime, what is there in our book? We'll ask, can you paint? In Bhagavad Gita he said, Arjun was a Kshatriya, come from a royal family. So Krishna says, Ma Manushara Yuddhacha. You have to fight. But at the same time, remember me. So Prabhupada also told this girl that you'll find Hare Krishna is here. So Prabhupada told me to paint and remember Krishna, think of Krishna, and thereby you'll be successful and go back to your life. You can ask her. She's a well-known lady in Krishna consciousness. Yadurani. Exactly. We should accept what the service Prabhupada gives and think of Krishna. That is the perfection. Although he was engaging the boys in cooking, typing, many of them were first-class cook. I heard Kitnanda used to cook wonderful chutney. Rebudinandan used to also cook very wonderful and cook many. In London temple, Pavishnuman used to cook many others. But some learned from Prabhupada directly. this who became famous, what is that? Jamuna, is it? I think Jamuna learned from Prabhupada everything. And she became a wonderful cook and became famous, you see. There is a saying that Krishna, a spiritual master, can turn a crow into a garuda. So, like that, devotee comes first and they become so great simply by coming in touch with the pure devotee. Once Prabhupada mentioned in Krishna book that when different parts of the world that a devotee stands to the main street, it looks like sometimes as if they are like a dancing peacocks coming down from Vaikuntha. People like it actually. I remember when I first was walking in Oxford Street, and one day a professor sent by Indian government, he used to go for on some mission work in India government, he used to go to different parts of the world, big cities. And suddenly he asked me, what do you think of it? And I said, I can hardly believe it, it is wonderful. And he said, to me it is just like a dream, I can hardly believe how this nice shaved head, young boys and the ladies with nice sari and it is called tambura, isn't it? Jinjin. And mridanga, karta, nice tila, looks very beautiful and chanting, sometimes single file, sometimes usually double line chanting. Sometimes 12, sometimes 25, the, walking in the streets early in the morning is so nice. And so whole atmosphere is surcharged with beauty and sublime, the feeling that you are in there. Except people, those who are after sense gratification, are like, oh, they say, come on, get a job. And but actually, little they have got inclination towards spiritual life, and they appreciate this. As I attracted, many days I saw in Oxford, so I was then just a student, I said, and one day they pushed me, forced me, running out, they used to play hide and seek, and the police used to chase them. We also used to do that in many parts of the world early days. It's a lot of fun we used to have. They live from one quarter, one part of the city, go to another, and somehow we put our van, hide it. We all know everybody, the police, and chase you and run out there and get in and go to another place. Maybe from Oxford City, go to maybe Earl's Court. Earl's Court, go to another place. I can't remember all this name of Portobello Road. And the hippies are all there and they all come down and join with us. So it's wonderful, I remember those days. Although he was engaging the boys in cooking, typing, Prabhupada, Satsuru Maharaj used to type. Prabhupada was not doing any less himself. Rather, for every sincere soul who came forward to ask for service, 100 came who wanted not to serve but to challenge.
Not to serve, but to challenge.
We don't know this. This is in America. Speaking to them, sometimes shouting and pounding his fist, Prabhupada defended Krishna against the Mayavad philosophy. Because I know in Krishna consciousness means you have to always show crush this Mayavad philosophy. Because Mayavad means atheism, and establish Krishna consciousness. It's called bhakti, oti bhakti, and asambhav. Three things. If you don't do that, then you can't be a successful preacher. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he was like a lion, and the Mayavadis are afraid of him. So he used to fight. So Prabhupada also like that. Because I remember Prabhupada personally say, once one is disciple asked for Prabhupada, I find almost everybody is more or less Mayavadi. Even if we test ourselves deep in the core of heart, there is influence of Mayavadi. Prabhupada says almost everybody is Mayavadi, it's true. Well, this influence is there. This was also his service to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur. He had not come to America to retire. So with the passing of each new day came yet another confirmation that his work and his followers and his challengers would only increase. How much he could do was up to Krishna. "I am an old man," he said. "I may go away at any moment." I don't know. To so many persons who have said this thing, many disciples heard this thing. I could never think of suddenly Prabhupada will disappear like that. As you know, Prabhupada personally told me, "You have anything to ask from me? You want to learn anything? Just tell. Anytime I can leave, I tell you." I at that time I could hardly believe suddenly Prabhupada in 1 or 2 years. I can see him like that. One day, Bhavananda simply said, "Shiva, I'm going to Vrindavan. Prabhupada is there. You come with me." And Sadhana and Bhakti Vidyapurna. His name was something else there. He was Brahmachari. I was also there. The moment we went there, and we are overwhelmed with emotion. Burst into tears, seeing Prabhupada like almost like a skeleton and just like a sheet of skin over his body. But he's like a lion, the way he talk. "Chant here." I can't believe it hardly. Exactly used to do before, if I do anything wrong. And Guru Kripa, "Stop." "Tamal Krishna, only let us go inside. Something had to play." He'll go through the back door and suddenly get it. "Hey, who came here?" "Suddenly go to Bhupadniya." "All right, sit down here. Chant, you want to stay." I can't believe, I thought he couldn't talk even.